Frazier. Where are you this morning, Kevin?
I'm in New York City. I'm going to see Beyonce tonight. It is the grand premiere of her documentary, which airs this Saturday on HBO. We saw it at the Super Bowl. It's amazing. Everything that you want to ask Beyonce, she answers in this documentary. From
lip-syncing?
Stuff with her daddy, to was the baby, you know, was she really pregnant, to everything. She doesn't hold anything back.
Nothing about the lip-syncing.
Oh, no. Because that came after.
Show us nude pictures of her when she was pregnant, like everyone else does?
No, but you know what she does? She talks about it. She's so upset about it. Very upset. That she says that people think
pictures.
She's that vain.
She don't have to show you any pictures.
Then don't talk about it.
Then don't talk about it.
But let's talk about the Grammys, y'all. Can we talk about the Grammys?
Please.
Now, I know a lot of talk about Adele's dress, and, you know, that was her thing.
She got it from Pro Flowers.
I prefer to talk about J-Lo's dress. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Up close and personal. It was amazing.
Thighs high.
And Kelly Rowland.
Can you imagine Adele? In
Kelly Rowland looked fabulous.
It was one of those moments where
One of those take that Beyonce dress.
Exactly. It was one of those moments where I was like, Kelly.
You
forget the questions because you look at her. But, you know, the one thing I will take away from the show is the dream. What was he thinking? Because here's my question. You're not at the swap meet in Compton. So I had to ask Dream when he came backstage. My first question was, what were you doing? I'm going to let this exchange play because I want you to listen to what he says because it is that unbelievable.
But sometimes you got to return to your essence.
What, on Grammy night?
Definitely. I'm the only one that could do this.
Okay.
I feel real comfortable. I'm rich, and I proved it by wearing what I have on to the Grammys.
So what you're saying really is dress code really doesn't apply to you because you've crossed the financial status that changed everything.
Yeah, you know when you was a kid imagining why those people got out of those $500,000 cars with their house shoes on? And you're like, man, they don't look right. And you had your polo on, you was all fresh, but you was in a Pinto. I'm that guy now, like, that just gets out of the bed and stays exactly like that. So this is what I wore to sleep last night.
That's the dream, my friend.
You're giving the swap meet a bad name.
Really?
You know what? I've been to the swap meet.
That's the dream.
And he's giving the Compton swap meet a bad name. Really.
Now, let me say this. He said in early January he made about $15 million off of Umbrella alone. And I get it. I hear you. But Jay-Z's made more money than the dream. And he had on a tuxedo. What was wrong with him? And then come back and say, because I'm so rich.
Because I'm so rich, man. I can wear whatever I want to wear.
You know, it's one of those moments where, Tom, you just don't know what to say to somebody when you look at them and you're like, boy, you need Jesus. You need something.
Poor Christina Milian. She got out while she could.
I didn't know what to say. I even took a picture in his Boys in the Hood hat, but the dream was a complete disaster. And I swear to you, he had on leather sweatpants. Leather, like the drawstring leather sweatpants. I don't know where you get those from.
The Compton swap meet.
Put that on the Compton swap meet, man.
Those are special made.
Making the Compton swap meet look bad, man.
So before everybody goes in on Adele, could somebody call the dream? Could somebody get him a style with all that money?
Choose. Which was worse, Adele's dress or the dream?
Oh, the dream. The dream. The dream. When he walked up on the stage, the whole media center was like, oh, and thank goodness Jay-Z said something. And you know, that was one of those moments where the white people in the room look at the black people like, y'all can't control him?
Okay.
Yeah, they want you to explain.
Yeah, they're like, what's wrong? So I said, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you people?
It's one
you got
yours.
A black president now. What's going on?
All right. Good job.
Oh, y'all. I'm going to go see Beyonce.
Have fun.
All right. I'll see y'all later.
Baby.